Nothing's gonna harm you, not while I'm around.
Composer and lyricist Stephen Sondheim was born on this date in 1930 in New York City. He studied piano and organ and at 15 wrote a musical at the George School in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Under the tutelage of a family friend, Oscar Hammerstein II, he studied musical theater. In the early 1950s, he wrote scripts in Hollywood for the Topper television series. Returning to New York, he wrote incidental music for The Girls of Summer in 1956. He made his first mark on Broadway as the lyricist for Leonard Bernstein's West Side Story. He was also lyricist for Gypsy. A funny thing happened on the way to the Forum opened in New York City on May 8, 1962, with music and lyrics by Sondheim. It ran for 964 performances. 2 years later, his Anyone Can Whistle closed after only 9 performances. Sondheim later won Tony Awards for a number of Broadway productions of shows with his music and lyrics, including Company, Follies, A Little Night Music, and Sweeney Todd, The Demon Barber of Fleet Street. He later collaborated on the production Sunday in the Park with George, which opened on Broadway May 2, 1984, after a lengthy preparation. Sondheim's acerbic lyrics hit responsive chords with many. Most critics agree that his work marked a break from more traditional and sentimental musical comedies of the earlier decades of the century. Sondheim, a musical tribute, was staged in NYC March 11th, 1973.
Not to worry, not to worry. I may not be smart, but I ain't dumb. I can do it, put me to it, show me something I can overcome. Not to worry, Mom. Being close and being clever ain't like being true. I don't need to, I won't never hide a thing from you.
Roosevelt L. Thompson, a Little Rock native who is recognized as one of the most gifted people to have attended Yale University, died at 5:25 a.m. on this date in 1984 while driving on the New Jersey Turnpike during the last semester of his senior year at Yale. Newsweek later ran a one-page obituary about Thompson titled Rosie, He Was the Best of Us. The auditorium of Little Rock Central High School is now named after Thompson, and a scholarship in Thompson's name is awarded to Central students every year. A new branch of the Central Arkansas Library System named after Thompson opened at 38 Rawlings Circle in West Little Rock on September 25, 2004. Louis L'Amour, the best-selling American author who wrote more than 100 books, was born on this date in 1908. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.